This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You might need to go somewhere else for your morning cup of joe. That's what unionized Starbucks workers are telling customers nationwide. Go somewhere else. Baristas at five Starbucks locations in Philly have joined a strike. They're going to be on the picket line until Christmas. Noah Dixon is a barista at the Starbucks at 16th and Walnut. He says the company isn't taking negotiations seriously.
They were making the claims that they were interested in participating in like meaningful bargaining. But as we went to the bargaining table every month, we found they were coming back with less and less real proposals until the point of this last bargaining session where they came back and said, you'll get a 1.5% raise next year.
He says that given inflation over the last couple of years, many workers are struggling.
That's less than 35 cents an hour for most baristas, which is a number that you can't really buy anything with. As inflation comes every year, we get paid less and less every single year with these incredibly low raises.
Starbucks Workers United launched the strike on Friday. They allege the company did not meet a promise made in February that it would negotiate a contract with its workers by the end of this year. There's still no contract, and the union filed a new unfair labor practice charge 2 days ago, alleging the company has refused to bargain and has acted in bad faith. The union represents about 10,000 workers at more than 530 Starbucks locations across the U.S.